I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. In today's episode, we're going to look at players that are getting added and dropped the most in fantasy hockey, digging deep on the waiver wire, a bunch of injury updates, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Tuesday. First, we've got a couple of defensemen on waivers today. We'll start with Shane Gostisbehere, the Philadelphia Flyers. He's a 27-year-old who has two more years on his contract. It's a $4.5 million cap hit, $3.25 million salary in each of those seasons. After this season, look, Gostisbehere had 65 points with 33 of them on the power play in 2017-2018. This season, he spent a bunch of time in the press box, but he has become more aggressive offensively. He has 46 shots on goal in his past 16 games. You know, the results have not been great. He's been outshot and outscored this season, but also not by huge margins in either case. And so a team that is seeking a puck-moving defenseman could take a shot on Gostisbehere. And the question is really whether those 2 years left are going to be a hurdle. And I think they may be, but you could see teams, particularly teams that have cap space and need an upgrade in skill, that might be willing to take a shot. I could see Ottawa, Detroit, Chicago, Arizona, because Arizona's got a bunch of unrestricted free agent defensemen. Those are all possibilities for Gostisbehere, but the other possibility is he just clears. The other defenseman on waivers is Nick Holden for Vegas Golden Knights, 33-year-old, who's played entirely fine in his limited minutes this season, but he's also only played 13 games, and Vegas seems to have taken more of a liking to their younger defensemen, and whether that's Dylan Coughlin or Nick Hag or Zach Whitecloud, those are the guys who are getting the depth minutes on the Vegas blue line, and Nick Holden is sort of on the outside looking in. His contract does run through next season, and it's a $1.7 million cap hit, which isn't too bad, and his salary next season is $1.4 million. So there's a little bit of investment required if you want Nick Holden, but he's also a fairly low-risk veteran option. I'm not sure that he's going to, you know, get claimed on the waiver wire, but it also wouldn't be a shock if he is. And there was a trade in the NHL maybe almost immediately after I posted yesterday's pod. The Ottawa Senators traded defenseman Christian Willanen to the Los Angeles Kings for center Michael Amadio. Willanen is a puck-moving defenseman who tends to create chances at both ends of the rink. There may be a spot for him as a third-pair guy who can run second-unit power play, but he probably has to tighten up his defensive game if he's even going to secure that kind of role. I mean, he couldn't get into the Sens lineup on a regular basis, and it's not like that is the sturdiest of defenses. So, and then Amadio is a fourth line center. He had a career high 16 points last season, and has just two assists in 20 games this season. It doesn't look, at least to this point in his career, that he really has upward mobility in the lineup. He's a 24-year-old and sort of, this is probably who he is. But at the same time, Ottawa could try him in a middle six role just to see whether or not he can handle playing maybe in a more offensive role. But this is a low-impact deal, I think, on either side. But in the case of Willanen, it's at least worth a fresh look, see whether he can get some regular playing time and you know, show what he can do as a puck-moving defenseman. And in the case of Amadio, I think he's just sort of a steady player at the low end of your roster, and Ottawa can use those guys. So now let's take a look at Monday's games. And we have the Buffalo Sabres jumped out to a 3-0 lead, ended up losing 4-3 in overtime to the Philadelphia Flyers. They have now gone 18 games without a win. For the Flyers, Claude Giroux had a goal and assist. He's got 8 goals and 5 assists in his past 15 games. And Sean Couturier had a goal and assist. He has 4 goals and 3 assists during a 4-game point streak. And defenseman Ivan Provorov had a goal and assist. He has just 5 points, but he has 41 shots on goal in the past 10 games. And Provorov scored the winner in overtime. The Islanders lose 2-1 at Pittsburgh. For Pittsburgh, John Marino and Mike Matheson, the defenseman, assisted on both of their goals. Neither one has been a particularly huge source of offense this year. Edmonton wins 3-2 in overtime at Toronto. Mitch Marner did have a goal and assist for the Maple Leafs. He has 10 points in the past 9 games. Defenseman Justin Hall had 2 assists. He's got 4 points in the past 3 games. And for Edmonton, goaltender Mike Smith stopped 29 of 31 shots. He's got a .919 save percentage in 18 games this year. Think of how much of a difference that is. for the Oilers, that you're getting a goalie who's almost stopping 92% of the shots, as opposed to the 89 to 90%, as you might have expected from them. Well, you would have expected it based on Mike Smith's track record, but since he's come back, he's been really good, and that's helped Edmonton climb up to challenge for top spot in the North Division. Anaheim got spanked in Colorado, as probably expected, 5-2. Kale McCarr had 3 assists for the Avalanche. He's got 6 points in the past 4 games. Valeri Nichushkin had a goal and assist for the Avs. He has 6 goals and 6 assists in the past 14 games. He's really added some offense to what was already a really sound resume as a checking winger. And Colorado center Nathan MacKinnon had a couple of assists. He has 16 points in the past 10 games. McCarr was on the ice for 4 goals for and none against. Anaheim rookie defenseman Jamie Drysdale was on the ice for 3 goals against. Winnipeg goes into Calgary and wins 5-1 over the Flames. Winnipeg center Mark Scheifele had 2 goals and an assist. He's got 15 points in the past 15 games. Nikolai Ehlers had 3 assists for the Jets. He has 13 points in the past 12 games. Kyle Connor had a couple of assists. He's got 5 points in the past 3 games. And Jets goaltender Connor Hellebuck stopped 29 of 30 shots. He has a .947 save percentage in his past 6 starts. For Calgary, defenseman Mark Giordano on the ice for 3 goals against. For Winnipeg, Dylan DeMello on the ice for 4 goals for and none against. While Mark Scheifele, Nikolai Ehlers were on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. Los Angeles loses 4-1 at Vegas. For Vegas, Jonathan Marchessault had a couple of assists. He's got 9 points and 38 shots on goal in the past 10 games. Robin Lehner stopped 24 of 25 shots for Vegas. He still only has a .906 save percentage in 8 starts. It's been an injury-plagued season for Lehner, but he's probably going to get quite a few reps down the stretch as Vegas tries to get ramped up for the playoffs. Minnesota loses 4-3 in a shootout at San Jose, much to their chagrin. San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson scored a pair of goals, and San Jose left winger Ryan Donato had a couple of assists. Donato was 8 points in the past 12 games, despite not getting a whole lot of ice time. For Minnesota, right winger Kevin Fiala had a goal and assist, and left winger Marcus Johansson had a goal and assist. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any type of vehicle. And rockauto.com is a family business, serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. Same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the players who are being added most in fantasy hockey right now. Topping the list, Martin Nicias for Carolina, as you might expect. He's taken off since playing on the top line with Sebastian Aho for the Hurricanes, has 17 points in the past 13 games, and really, as long as he's in that spot, he's going to have value. Andrew Kopp for Winnipeg, and he kind of went on that surge early in the season when he got bumped up to Winnipeg's top line, and then as he moved down the depth chart, his fantasy interest sort of waned, but guy scores 4 goals in a game and all of a sudden people are interested again. But Andrew Kopp has 12 points in the past 12 games. Yeah, he's playing on the third line, but he also gets some special teams ice time as well. And so, yes, the 4 goal game is an aberration. He's not going to do that on the regular, but Kopp is still producing enough otherwise that he shouldn't be kind of completely ignored. Yanni Gourde of Tampa Bay, 7 goals and 5 assists in the past 12 games. He's really picked up. He had a strange season last year where his ice time was down, his production was down, but he sort of rebounded now and has become a really strong complementary player there in Tampa Bay. Jonas Donskoy, right winger for Colorado, has 11 points in the past 9 games. And really all the supporting cast in Colorado is getting very appealing because Colorado is beating teams up and down the ice, and it can't just be their top line that does the scoring. So Donskoy, I wrote about him in McKean's Hockey a few weeks ago. His shot rates were way down, and he was still putting up points. And now his shot rates seem to have recovered a little bit in the last little while, but 11 points in the past 9 games is a pretty nice stretch there for a complimentary winger. Then their goaltender, Jack Campbell, for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, you just need him to stay healthy. He has a .945 save percentage in 6 starts. And, you know, the Maple Leafs desperately need him to be able to, you know, string together some starts and kind of take control of the crease. But Campbell, every time he gets an opportunity, he plays all right and then ends up hurt. Fingers crossed there if you're picking up Jack Campbell. Just hope that he can stay healthy for a little bit. Nashville winger, Eli Tolvanen. Who has 7 points during a 5-game point streak. As Nashville has sort of climbed their way back into playoff contention. And this is almost the ideal situation. in this micro circumstance here of how to use Eli Tolvanen. If you're Nashville, your season looked like it was kind of fading away. So, all right, let's give our young forward some real opportunities to play in a scoring role and see if he can handle it. And in Tolvanen's case, he has been able to handle it. Ryan Strome, New York Rangers, who has 2 goals and 12 assists during a 9-game point streak. I think what's most impressive about Strome is that, at least from my perspective, my impression would be that he gets carried by Artemi Panarin, and Strome managed to continue producing even while Panarin was out of the lineup. And so full credit to him, and that's why people are going to get him off the waiver wire now, because now with Panarin back, he's all the more dangerous. Kirby Dach. Center for Chicago. Now, he has no points in his 2 games, but these are his first 2 games of the season after he broke his wrist playing for Team Canada, the World Juniors. And, you know, we'll see what kind of results are there. I mean, Doc finished last season great and, you know, was a really interesting player, I suppose, coming towards this season as a, you know, a breakthrough candidate. And then, you know, he got hurt in the World Juniors and ends up, you know, missing a good chunk of the season. But Chicago is certainly going to give him lots of reps because whether they make the playoffs or not this year, I mean, they're certainly going to try to, but whether they do or not, developing Kirby Dach is probably as big a target for that team as any, as you need to find out whether he can be a real frontline center for them for years to come. The Rupe Hintz for Dallas, who has 12 points in his past 9 games. Now, the past 9 games he's probably played, it's probably taken him 4 weeks to get there because he keeps missing games. Hintz has really kind of stepped up his game when he is in the lineup. He's become really dangerous. And Dallas desperately needs that kind of scoring. So, just like Jack Campbell, keep your fingers crossed if you picked up Rupe Hintz and hope that he stays in the lineup. And the last one here in the top 10 of most added players is Pavel Buchnevich. Of the Rangers, who just continued to produce all season long. He has 23 points in the past 20 games, and that's, you know, I think he's been held off the score sheet for the past couple. But that's we've known that he's a talented winger for a while, and I would say there's sort of been gradual progress. This year, it seems like he's taken a real leap forward to becoming a complete and dangerous player for the Rangers, which, given all the other talent they have up front, that's a pretty big step to have Buchnevich all of a sudden become this kind of top flight forward as well. Now, on the other hand, we've got the players who have been most dropped over the past week, and number one is Aaron Ekblad. And obviously unfortunate circumstances there, as the Panthers defenseman suffered a broken leg against Dallas the other night, and he was having a really good season, particularly from a fantasy perspective. He had 11 goals and 11 assists in 35 games. And, you know, getting that kind of goal production is really valuable. And now, I guess the question for Florida is who is going to reap the rewards? You know, Keith Yandel might get the time on the power play. Mackenzie Weegar is who has been playing a lot with Ekblad already. He's obviously going to become really important, whether he can still anchor that number one defensive pairing. And maybe somebody like Gustav Forsling has a chance to play an expanded role on that blue line. And then there's always the possibility that Florida makes a trade. You know, know, they've played well enough this year. They're a playoff team. They don't need to, you know, throw up their hands and say, oh, well, Aaron Ekblad's out. There's no way we could address this. Well, the trade deadline is coming up, and they'll have opportunities if they want to add a veteran defenseman who can, you know, maybe fill that hole a little bit. All right, second most dropped is Kasperi Kapanen, Penguins right winger who has a lower body injury. He put up 21 points in 30 games this year. He's been a solid complementary player, which is, I guess, all you could really ask for out of Kapanen. But he's also kind of at the level where if he suffers an injury, he's going to be out for any length of time. You can send him to the waiver wire and go for, you know, go for a replacement. Now, Drake Batherson is third up here. And Batherson, early in the season, one of the things when he wasn't scoring, at least he was generating a bunch of shots. And that's sort of the encouraging sign. You say, okay, well, if he's generating those shots, then goals are going to come. And they did. But now Batherson has kind of hit the skids a little bit, has no points in the past five games. And he also only has 8 shots on goal. And so essentially, I would say I agree with the decision to drop Drake Batherson. And, you know, if you see his shot rates tick up and the production starts to come back, well, then you can go pick him up. But I can understand the notion that you don't want to just keep waiting it out. Number four is Carter Hart, the goaltender for Philadelphia. I don't know if you know this, but he hasn't been playing very well. Oof. His past 10 games, Hart has an .815 save percentage. That's .815. And that is devastating to fantasy managers, devastating the Philadelphia Flyers. It's that ruins a season right there. And the thing is, Brian Elliott hasn't been great either. So I don't know that the Flyers have a great answer for this other than hope that Elliott and Hart can somehow fix this in short order. Number five here is Matt Zuccarello, who hit the ground running when he joined the Wild after having an arm injury in the offseason. So he was kind of late getting started to the season and was producing points right away, playing alongside Kirill Kaprizov and Victor Rask. They sort of dragged Victor Rask into relevance there for a little bit. But now Zuccarello has 1 assist in his past 5 games. Maybe a little bit of, shine has gone off from that early quick start. Then we've got Ryan McDonagh, the Tampa Bay defenseman, who's out with a lower body injury, although it sounds like he may be coming back in the next couple of games. So not a long-term thing. And the thing is, McDonagh is not hugely productive at this stage of his career. He has 8 points in 31 games. If you're in a league that, you know, counts time on ice, then he has some value in that aspect. But for the most part, I don't think Ryan McDonagh is a huge impact player for fantasy at this stage. Brandon Tanev, the Penguins, also injured right now, an upper body injury. He has 15 points in 30 games, which is fine. But where Tanev sets himself apart, he has 133 hits in 30 games. So that's like almost 4.5 hits a game. He has 32 block shots. So you're getting a block shot per game out of a forward. Like those are really useful numbers, particularly in a deep league where if you're, you know, filling out a fourth right winger or something, having Brandon Tanev and those peripheral stats is pretty valuable. Now back to Florida for Patrick Hornquist, out with an upper body injury. He got steamrolled by Chicago's Nikita Zadorov. And so I don't think we know how long he's going to be out, but he has 25 points in 33 games. He's been a pretty solid contributor for Florida, as he's always established his presence as a net front guy on the power play. And I presume he'll be back and able to contribute again, but I understand that after seeing that hit from Zadorov, that it might be a bit before Hornquist is back in the lineup. Number 9 is Alexander Radulov for Dallas, also dealing with a lower body injury, and he's been productive. He has 12 points in 11 games this season. He can't stay in the lineup, and so the Stars miss him greatly because they need that kind of offense. But Radulov just hasn't been able to, string together a good bunch of games this year. And so that's a pretty big absence. But, the Stars, they're sort of manufacturing their offense. They get Rupe Hintz. When he does play, is productive. And Jason Robertson has emerged as a really quality forward for them. So they're trying to find other answers while Radulov is out. And then 10th is Frederik Andersen, goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who's dealing with a lower body injury, but also he was slumping before getting hurt. In his past six games, he has an .862 save percentage. And that's, you know, that's not good enough for a team that has high expectations like the Maple Leafs. And so whether Andersen was hurt or not, he was in danger of losing playing time to Jack Campbell. And now now that Andersen is hurt, this is a real opportunity for Campbell to take the crease if he can manage to stay healthy for, you know, more than a day at a time. Now, every episode, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player to put on your radar for the future, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire, but they will likely be available. Today, we're going with Nashville right winger Luke Kunin, who returned to the lineup after missing nearly a month. He has 3 assists in his first 2 games back, skating on a line with Michael Granlund and Cale Yarncroke. And who knows what the future holds for the Predators this season. They could make a bunch of trades before the deadline. I think, you know, 3 weeks ago, that seemed like an automatic situation. Now, not so sure, as they're kind of battling now for that last playoff spot in the Central. But no matter what they do, it does seem like Kunin should have an opportunity to play a decent middle six role for them. And so, you know, whether that's enough to give him opportunities to score and create fantasy value probably depends on the depth of your league. But he's also rostered in just 1% of Yahoo leagues. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football's over. College basketball tournament is winding up. The NBA and NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is just about ready to start. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. Built Bar is the incredible, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. And now we are into the Flavorful Four. And today's matchup pits Cookies and Cream against Cookie Dough Chunk. We are talking an elite matchup. I know I have mentioned over the past year that we've been doing Built Bar ads that peanut butter brownie and salted caramel, those are my 2 favorites. But no complaints here with Cookie Dough Chunk and Cookies and Cream reaching the Flavorful Four in this tournament. They're both terrific. Highly recommend either one of them. And so, as I always say, there is no loser in Built Bar Madness. Go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember, use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, dynasty leagues, as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to send an email, direct it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So we just have a couple of injury updates before we get into the schedule for Tuesday night. And first is Pittsburgh goaltender Tristan Jarry left Monday's win against the Islanders with an undisclosed injury after the first period. Casey DeSmith finished the game and figures that he'll get significant playing time while Jarry is out. But we don't know exactly how long Jerry's going to be out. But Casey DeSmith is not a bad option. He's been a solid enough backup goaltender for Pittsburgh. And the Penguins do seem to be playing better. There's value in that goaltender for sure. And then Buffalo rookie forward Dylan Cousins suffered an upper body injury against Philadelphia Monday. It's been a bit of a tough season for Cousins, not merely because he's playing in Buffalo, but he's been in and out of the lineup with a few injuries over the course of the season as well. So now looking at the Tuesday schedule on betonline.ag, and we've got 7 games. First up, Washington, -105 at New York Rangers, basically a pick 'em. I like Washington a little bit more than that. Capitals have been, you know, one of the top teams, and sort of quietly have moved their way into being one of the top teams. And now that Evgeny Kuznetsov is playing and producing at a high level, I think that even on the road, I would favor Washington by a little bit. And that's saying something because the Rangers now, Igor Shesterkin back in the lineup, and kind of all their forwards are clicking and producing up front. I mean, there's a good chance here. And so it should be a competitive game. But I do like Washington by a little bit in that one. Boston, heavily favored at home against New Jersey, minus 209. It's more than I would tend to favor Boston in this case, and largely because Boston's scoring has just been so inconsistent. Now, they got shut out by New Jersey earlier in the week when Mackenzie Blackwood stopped 40 shots. And so, you know, there is always that risk that Boston runs into a hot goaltender, gets a goal or two taken away on replay, and maybe they can't pull it out. But the Bruins should be favored, but they should be scoring more than they have been for most of this season. And that is an issue that is sort of lingering over that team right now. Florida, heavily favored, minus 218 at home against Detroit. Florida minus 185. And the Panthers, yes, losing Aaron Ekblad is going to be a big deal, but at the same time, they should still be able to handle a home game against Detroit. And I say that as Detroit's been at least, you know, reasonably competitive lately. I don't know what to think about Calvin Pickard as their goaltender, but he managed two easy wins against Columbus on the weekend, so they'll continue to ride that hot hand in Detroit because you don't get a whole lot of hot hands in Detroit. Tampa Bay also heavily favored at home against Columbus. Tampa Bay's minus 217, and my model has them at minus 195, and based on what Columbus showed in Detroit last week, maybe they should be about minus 500. Tampa Bay has been playing great, and Columbus, in this case, I think Columbus should be in a desperate team. And you know whether that's good enough for them to beat a team that is clearly better, I have my doubts. Montreal, minus 108 at home against Edmonton. The Habs are coming back from a little COVID hiatus, and Edmonton playing their second game in two nights after beating Toronto on Monday night. I have Montreal minus 122 in my model. Still fairly close, but I do like, as much as I have no shortage of criticism for Carey Price in Montreal, I do like Montreal at home with Carey Price in net against Mikko Koskinen and the Oilers, with the Oilers on the second game of a back-to-back. Then we've got Carolina, minus 152 at Chicago. I do like Carolina in this game, but only about minus 135 to 140 range. And some of it is that Chicago goaltender Kevin Lankinen, maybe a week ago I was saying, yeah, he's been sliding, and maybe you should expect that because his track record is not such that you can assume he's a legit number one goaltender in the NHL. And then he's responded by playing really well in his past couple of starts. And so he'll have a chance to continue that against Carolina tonight. But I still think Carolina, they've been, you know, one of the top handful of teams in the league for most of the season. Then we got Dallas, minus 116 at Nashville, teams who are trying to, you know, clamor for that last playoff spot. Dallas has a bunch of games at hand on Nashville and Chicago, the two teams who are tied at the moment for fourth. And so if Dallas could win, they certainly start to make things interesting there. And so I have them favored minus 121. The line's minus 116. We're pretty much in the same ballpark there. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's shift over and grab a few value DFS plays for Tuesday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Tampa Bay's Yanni Gourde, $4,900 against Columbus. Columbus is sort of reeling at the moment, and Gourde has been playing really well. He didn't score a goal last game, which I believe snapped a five-game goal-scoring streak, but he could start another one. Carolina right winger Martin Nichas is just $4,700 at Chicago. We just talked about him earlier, how he has 17 points in the past 13 games and is playing on the top line. So rock on at that price. Washington right winger Tom Wilson is just $3,900 at the Rangers. I know Wilson is not the one who really drives results for his lines, but scored a couple of goals the other night, and is at that price is pretty useful. Edmonton defenseman Adam Larson is $3,600 at Montreal. Now, Larson isn't going to score, most likely, but he blocks a bunch of shots, and that might have some value against a Montreal team that does tend to get a lot of shots on home ice. And then there's Florida defenseman Mackenzie Weegar. Is $4,800 against Detroit. As I mentioned, with Ekblad out, a lot of responsibility could fall on Weegar. in Florida, and at that price against a, you know, not a great opponent, he could provide some value. Now, I don't really love the any of the underdog goaltenders for Tuesday's games, and so I would lean to maybe the slightest underdog is Igor Shestyorkin for the Rangers, who is $7,700 against Washington. I think Washington should be favored in that game, but if Shestyorkin plays well, it's also possible he could steal it. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Season is almost upon us, and I've put out a bunch of stats and team previews and so on to get ready. And so find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.